just me and my mum discussing the idea of, or the issue of parents and letting other people's children come into their household. The example that we was working with was the lady who we work with, and her son is just doing his GCSEs, and he wanted a few friends over, so he got his friends to come over. And one of the friends' parents, 10 minutes or 5 minutes after they dropped him off, knocked on the door and said, are there going to be anybody, any adults in the house while my son's here? So the mother, the lady who I work with, said, yes, of course, I'll be here, so my husband be here. And then the mother of the son, of the child, said, you know, how would he be getting home? She said, we'll drop him home when, once, you know, everybody's ready to go, kind of thing. But it was kind of, I said to my mum, you know, with me, that was how she was all the time. You know, rather than me going out, bring your friends round to the house, do you know what I mean? Because it's a safer environment. I can watch what you're all doing, you know, and I know what's going on, and you should be safe within the household, you know, rather than these kids being on the streets, you know, all hours of the night, you know. To me, it seemed like something that's not socially practiced no more. Not practiced no more. Do you know what I mean?
What are we talking about in this instance?
This young, early, you know, young teens between the age of about... This particular lad was about 15.
Okay.
He's about 15.
I mean, some people are kind of used to kind of sleepovers, perhaps. I mean, that wasn't something that took place in my family.
No, not in my house.
We were the sleepover, man. Yeah. Just enough space for us to stay the night in our own home, never mind anybody else.
Well, my mum said, you know, my grand, mom grew up with, what, 7 siblings. Mm-hmm. She's the oldest daughter out of 8. And she said that, you know, as a child, her door was always open.
Yeah.
There was always friends, and there was always her sisters or brothers' friends coming.
Like,
yeah, so it was always, the door was always open. And even with me as a grandchild, my gran always was willing to let my friends come over from school, and she would cook enough food to feed the world anyway. Yeah, so you know, there's always something, means of cooking, always you know, something to do.
Something in the pot. See, different world. A bit large family, 7, 8 of us, you know, 7. Difficult, you know. Mum holding down 2 jobs, dad holding down 2 jobs.
Mm.
You know, and to have a friend stay over was not easy. And to go to their houses and enjoy being looked after by
somebody different.
It's quite a nice thing. And I suppose for me now as an adult, and you know, and I do that all the time. There's got to be a big pot of food there. If you're coming around, you know, I overdo it. As you mentioned in one of the broadcasts, wasn't it lovely that men cook too much?
Yeah, they do.
Just in case.
Yeah, so it's there, you know, and
so what was, sorry?
Sorry, no, it's just that, I suppose I'm carrying that now, you know, the kind of, what could be nicer than to welcome people and to lay it on, you know, where possible.
Yeah, with a warm pot of food stirring on the stove.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, definitely.
So out of this came some kind of suggestion or project?
It was suggesting about, Karen, you were talking about
just
perhaps.
Suggesting kind of like working on this and maybe feeding it. I mean, it would be good for me to get the actual story from the particular person and maybe even asking the young gentleman what he thinks about...
Well, ultimately to encourage people to... You don't think that happens anyway now, then?
Not really.
Really?
Not really, because I reckon that a lot of mothers nowadays are kind of... I mean, generally, if mothers were welcoming, would welcome young people, they wouldn't be so much on the streets, I reckon. But there's a lot of parents who are like, you know, that child's bad, they're not coming to my house.
Right.
Without actually knowing whether that child's bad or not. And general, there's a lot of stigma, like Daniel was talking about with the hoods and the way young people look.
Yeah.
So if you look a certain way, then your parents are obviously going to assume you're bad for my child. Do you know what I mean?
Because they're living off media, perhaps, do you think?
Yeah, and I think that parents should give them a chance, you know? A lot of parents should give young people a chance, because if your child's got an interest in this, then embrace that interest with the child. Do you know what I mean? I mean, whether it's a way of dressing, a type of music, try and understand it and try and don't reject it. Don't kind of turn your back on it and say, oh, it's not good for you, and dismiss it like that, because that's when young people want to know what's going on. Why can't I? Do you know what I mean? Why can't I listen to that song? Why can't I just like this? And they'll do it anyway.
We are in a bus triangle right now. Squeezed between three buses.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I feel like generally, you know, parents should be a bit more open to
there's a reason why perhaps they're not, though, wouldn't you say? I would suggest we could explore that. Why
they're not willing to?
Were they not back
good
then
point,
for me? I think that's so valid that you know how families perhaps have it structured. No different. It's no different.
Yeah.
There's a pressure. There are pressures. There, you know, that coming home to your own brood is enough.
Yeah.
Can be enough sometimes.
For some. Yeah.
You know. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe we need to hit some parents. Well, I don't mean literally hit them. I think we need to maybe get to them and with Mike and have evenings of discussion.
Mm.
Yeah, and bring it to the table.
Yeah.
Would be
nice.
Because that wouldn't be a bad thing, would it? Mm. And they need to listen to what they are saying as well.